It's 3 weeks before school starts. Al Barone, call him Big Al, is weaving his way through an affordable housing complex, aiming to fill the last slots at University Prep Elementary, a.k.a. UP.
Kindergarteners and first graders, UP Elementary.
UP opened last year with a state charter and just kindergarten. This year it's added first grade. Eventually, it'll be a K-5 school.
How y'all doing?
Behind one door, Big Al finds Nicole Chester, whose grandson has already been enrolled at the nearby public school in the Parish District.
Are they going to be reading by the middle of the kindergarten? That's what these did last year.
Big Al pulls out his favorite recruiting tool, a book full of little kid writings by last year's kindergartners. Chester is interested, but she's got questions. Is there a bus? Would she have to buy a different uniform?
And what's the colors of the school?
Light blue shirt. Dog blue pants, I believe.
He doesn't get a yes, but Big Al says he'll come back again to try to seal the deal.
Talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
The state issued a charter for another school in this part of Baton Rouge, Dalton Elementary, in 2009. Lynette Allen walked in out of pure curiosity. Allen raised her 6 kids around here, though she bused them across town for school, and that's where she'd been a volunteer.
Then I got this longing for my own community.
She got a job as Dalton's community liaison. She's there at 6 a.m. to open it up each morning. Her phone is always on so parents can call. But she's been one of few constants. The school's current operator, recruited from Los Angeles, is the third in 6 years. Allen's worked with 4 or 5 principals in that time. Teachers have come and gone.
And when you have something that's not stable, it's hard to get buy-in.
And it makes Baton Rouge State Representative Ted James very skeptical of charter operators.
They're not jumping here because they care so much about this community. If Mississippi passed the laws that we have to make it so easy for charter schools to open, they'll be running to Mississippi. If it happened in Texas, they'll be running to Texas.
With turnover and rapid expansion, a third of the charters in Louisiana and half the charters in Baton Rouge alone have been open for just 3 years or less. And that means there's not much data on whether students are performing any better academically.
The push cards, the radio ads, they all sound and look great, but they don't have the same level of accountability as our local district.
Along with solid academics, Lynette Allen says it's relationships that make or break a school. Without a good rapport, if a student is acting out, a teacher won't get the parental support they need to handle it.
But if you've established a relationship with that parent, and little Johnny is going crazy, mom is coming, and little Johnny won't go crazy anymore.
The proof those essential relationships are taking hold will be whether students enroll and if they stay. UP hasn't released its figures yet, but Dalton says 96% of its 400-plus students from last year are returning, and enrollment overall is up to 500. For the Southern Education Desk, I'm Amy Jeffries in Baton Rouge.